around the block. So my husband, I told the girl, I said, my husband literally grew up right around the block and knew him, Bateman. And they live in Remington. Super nice girl.
Well, I wasn't here last week. Do you all want to talk about anything related to last week?
Well, the only thing...
We're just being on record.
Yeah.
That is not me.
19 minutes, right to my prediction.
Yes.
Wait, you dug it out after you already... I figured that little shock.
Yeah.
He did. He was reading so slow.
Yeah, but that time...
I wrote the time and the time down. One thing we did talk about last week, and I didn't have, you said, Harold, you sent an email to Brady Fineski about the bike path over here.
I called and left him a voicemail.
Yes. Barbara, you spoke with him?
I spoke with him. He saw a call from the township. There was no voicemail, so he didn't return the call.
Really?
Hey, Don.
Wonder what happened.
Yeah.
Sorry for my tardiness.
But that is on the agenda, and we absolutely need to talk about our plan. And I did see Harold's email to Mike Panuski about how to get a sidewalk added, and there's the bigger picture of Mike Panuski telling us he could do a connectivity RFP, so we could get a creative. Not sure which industry, probably like an SSOE or something to, and he has a township that had success. And I'd like those materials too. I'd like to see what that township did. They had a marketing campaign. The people that were opposed to it loved it when they were done. And
do you know what township?
I want to say it was Harding.
Miss Harding?
Yeah, like it's a township without extra funds who pulled this off. But Mike Panuski knows all that, and he said it in this meeting.
Right. Well, because I went back and looked. It was actually June 6th of 2024 that we discussed sidewalk connectivity.
And he was here.
A year ago.
Well,
when Mike was here.
I guess for vacation, because when you say, are you talking sidewalk or are you talking bike path?
Connectivity would be decided by the power that be. Barbara Lang is no expert in engineering.
Well, no, because a sidewalk would involve, and I...
easements, potentially.
No, it would acquiring private property.
Yes.
Versus a bike path, which you could extend the shoulder in the right-of-way.
So...
which I think...
in the Brady Fineski conversation and the short little conversation, the corner to downtown, and I told him we want a bridge, we being me, but the EPA won't let us do it. Like, there's so many roadblocks, and Brady wants to help us,
navigate it?
Yes, thank you. But right now, he's saying a bike path would work if we could put up a fence of some sort, a bridge fence, you know, something that protects the bike rider from the Elbin Road 55-mile-an-hour traffic. And I said, I would absolutely start by bringing it up at this meeting, and we have a discussion, and we were, Trudy, of course, North Snow State, which is great, a year ago, starting this conversation. So we just need to get the big picture solved, and since we're doing the roundabout, maybe it's easy to solve
the
immediate.
The roundabout.
Right, but while we're doing the roundabout.
While the roundabout is being done.
Yeah.
Maybe it's easier to put a sidewalk in.
Well,
or a bike path, or whatever you want to call it.
Well, I guess because when you, like I said, when you say sidewalk, my concern is we're setting from precedent that the development that's going on 28. Hey, you're doing the sidewalk for these two houses over here. Also, well, we want a sidewalk over here, and then everybody else wants a sidewalk, and then somebody else, you get 10 people on Black Road and say, hey, we want a sidewalk to connect the two bike paths, and we.
That's why we have the connectivity report.
But I think it sets a dangerous precedent, putting sidewalk. Now, I'm not opposed or unopposed to a bike path extending the shoulder like I'm on Clover Road.
So
but
this started with Adam Huff, who adamantly believes neighborhoods should be connected. Is that a bike paths and sidewalk combination?
Well, the sidewalk is a requirement of the development.
It is, and it's a requirement of Lucas County. And
but this is not a new development. This is
correct. Correct, and I don't know if they would say yes or no to it.
Well, that's. I mean, we can ask, but if Mike says no,
and I'm not saying we're paying for it. Yeah. That there's nowhere in that conversation. Now, on our property, we can pay for it, but throughout the township, maybe we can pay for it. I don't know what it costs. I don't have idea because I don't have a report.
Yeah.
Or a model which has already been done in another township successfully.
And I'm just presuming that the county is going to say absolutely not at any type of guardrail or whatever.
Splitting, yeah, guardrail is a word. Thank you.
Splitting
the road path. From the bike path.
Yeah.
That would probably because of snow plowing problems also.
Right.
Having a guardrail.
I'm presuming that. But I mean, if there's a way.
They do something in Toledo because all those roads got repaved and they put in bike paths. And they put a cement, berm up.
Like a curb stop?
Yes. It rides, and then there's an opening, and then it goes on. I'm just mad there aren't two lanes anymore.
But I don't even know if there's enough right-of-way over there, Harold, to expand.
Right.
I mean, because there is a bike path on the west side of Alvin over there.
And Trudy and I have been saying since before June, that we can just put what we have at the park here. We can take out the grass, level it, and put in a
stone or even pave at this point.
Not even pave, just that loose gravel that you can easily ride a bike on. There's no that can't be in front of our baseball field. Easier to walk or walk grass. So again, I was willing to wait for the RFP and see what a big plan would look like.
Yeah, here, why don't we check with Mike, see what on that connectivity study. I know he was supposed to be preparing for us.
Yep.
And then is there a way to maybe incorporate the widening of the shoulder into the bid? I don't know.
Mike said no.
No.
Yeah, because that's all been finalized.
It's already been.
Funding's in place and everything else. But
we could put out a bid for it separately.
Well, we can't because it's a county road.
And that's what
that's
I
what
asked.
That's what his email seemed to say.
If a separate project could be initiated that could run at the same.
And he didn't do that?
Not yet.
Okay, can I bring up another issue that was just on the Herald list? But while we're talking about the county, I think this is interesting. I had a resident call me who lives on Weckerly, and fiber optics is being put in. You might know this story, because when he's telling me this story, I'm like, I think I've heard Trudy tell this story. But fiber optics hit water line, and the water line had to be repaired. He was very happy. The city of Toledo came out and repaired the water line. And I'm like disputing that it's the city of Toledo because in my neighborhood, the only thing that ever breaks is sanitary engineer. So the county always comes out and repairs it. But you know what? They are probably Toledo's water lines. And the city of Toledo came out and repaired the water line. Does any of that make sense?
They made a mess out of the grass. It's right next to Flory's house.
And called Toledo and said, when am I? And they said, well, you're not a resident, so you're on the list, but we'll see if we get to you. And really, it's not our problem because the county marked this and the person did it. Like, none of this is our problem. We came out and gave you water again. And I'm summarizing that this isn't actually what the Toledo said.
It was oops improperly.
And then I'm thinking, was that the county? But anyway, he called the fiber optics place and said, you need to do this. And the fiber optics place said, no, we don't. The county oopsed it wrong. And he's called the county, and the county's like, don't know what to tell you. So all he wants at this point is a truckload of dirt dumped in the hole. Like, this is a problem Monclova Township could solve now. Do we solve it? I don't know. No, it just isn't earth-shattering in any way. And if we did the oopsing, if water lines are our oops.
We oops sanitary sewers, that's all.
Okay. Yeah. So we need to get involved so the county actually does what they're supposed to do for the township residents. But again, if it's another 8 months arguing between the city and the fiber optics, we could just go dump the dirt.
It's the third house north of the roundabout on the left side.
The city of Toledo came out and fixed a water line in Crystal Ridge.
See,
had to cut out a section of sidewalk. All that's there is gravel. And the resident says, when are you going to fix my sidewalk? And I talked to Nate at the Standard Engineer's office. He called his contact at the city of Toledo and said, yeah, it's on the list, but
you're not a resident.
Might get to it in the next couple of years. I mean, that's a little exaggerated, but
no, I don't think it is.
That's kind of the attitude. And so that's a sidewalk, a whole section of sidewalk that needs to be replaced.
Similar to what Edison, I got an earful from some Stony Creek resident about Craig paid for the light posts and there's a stub sitting there with wires pulled out for months.
I got an update on that.
So
yeah, I guess the question is, where does the township's role in this begin and end? Right? There are residents. They're simple problems. They're not, I don't know, what does the sidewalk cost to repair? $200? A truckload of dirt, $200.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a precedent we can use, like, this is when too many entities are involved, we solve the problem kind of thing? I don't know, Chuck. I'm just saying it for us to go, oh, well, isn't a very good look either. You're right. It's not, but they are our residents.
Yeah. Well, and at what point do, you know, because I found some information. I was talking to Eric about that house on 28. You know, one of my, you know, Eric said he sent him a letter. The lady called him and says, well, you know, I ain't got the money. And she's got tax liens and a mortgage worth more than the property's worth. So if we tear it down, if it costs us $7,500 because it's a nuisance and we're never going to get our money back. So what do we do? You know, the residents on both sides are like, hey, I got this.
Do we set aside a certain amount of money annually to take care of these kind of problems? That we have funds that are designated to solve. I don't know if that's complicated, but it's
yours.
Not right.
Well, and you know, I don't know, maybe it's a larger discussion that, you know, so on the water line, for example, who would be responsible for the fill? Is that the city of Toledo?
They're supposed to restore.
You know,
they've excavated. They're supposed to.
You know, Dawn, would it be unusual to have an MOU to say, hey, we'll do this and bill them? I mean, can we expect?
No, as a matter of fact, that's what was going through my head, yeah.
The sidewalk, the same who's responsible, you know, with the various county agencies, say, hey, we can probably do it faster, certainly, and cheaper than the city of Toledo sending the crew out here, and, you know, we'll go to Bauer, pick up a load, and be done in 2 hours, yeah.
Don't forget, now you got to spread it. You're going to have to grass seed it.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to straw down.
He wasn't even asking for that.
Yeah.
He just wants the dirt at this point.
Maybe you don't do a total restore. I mean, they're because you have a lot of residents here, yeah. But certainly.
Right, but we have 5,000 houses, 6,000 houses. We don't have 1,000 problems annually. This is 3 problems annually. This is 10 problems annually. This is much like the mailbox conversation, which I don't quite know where that ended. The mailbox was probably so weak the snow pushed it over. But how many of those do we have a year? And Doug was working on it. We have 20 of those a year.
But we repair, we don't replace.
That. But if we knock it over, we replace. I'm saying, Chuck, it might be time for a new thought pattern on the issues. It's not our responsibility. We don't have to do it, but we do solve a certain number of issues each year based on some set of parameters.
First come, first serve.
Some set of parameters.
Whoever gets their problem
when the count is all when the count is drained. Sorry, try next year.
If you get yours started, I'm going to report mine January 1st, even though it happened last June. If I can get it paid for, I mean, you know, we
understand
think
your
about
point, though,
Robert.
You know what I'm saying? Because little things, you'd be amazed at how little things people appreciate and
it would not be a big deal for Doug to dump dirt. It wouldn't even be a big deal for him to level it and put seed down.
I'm going to confess because it was 6:30 in the morning, and I'm going to just tell Harold, I went through to vote a week ago last Tuesday, and I almost lost my tire in the hole coming on the left side. And I go, people are coming to vote. I said, I almost broke my rim.
I'll play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
So you drew on the road close signs.
No, I did. I was. I'm saying voting. Yeah. It wasn't close.
On Weckerly.
I'm saying that's. I've had people tell
Monclova.
Me, oh, there's potholes out there. I said, oh, so you're driving around the road close signs.
No, we're on a new issue.
I had to go vote. I'm sorry.
I'm on a new issue.
So I'm just saying that I at 6:30 in the morning. So I said, Doug, is there any way to fill these holes in? You got people coming and going all day long. Coming down to vote. Now, if it wasn't voting day, I could have cared less. But when you had 300 or 400 people that showed up to vote, and that hole was, you almost lost your car in it. So it was something that I just didn't want to happen. So I will confess, it was 6:30. I didn't call Harold in the morning to get him up. I was down there at 6:30 to go get donuts and coffee for the workers at the community center.
I'm up.
Okay. I wasn't going to call you at 6:30.
I mean, I guess I would not be opposed to being a member of memorandum of understanding, but what's the guarantee we get paid? You know, if it's...
Yeah, I want you to get off that idea of reimbursement. That we have funds that can be directed to help solve community issue. Be it this house that has rats in it and nobody will tear it down.
Oh, we can tear it down. We just won't get paid back.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It comes
it's
out of this
part
fund.
Part of Monclova Beautification Fund.
It but, is,
you
know, yes.
Like, you just got to think of it different. Yeah. Instead of
you don't want somebody to fall in waterside in this and wait. Would like a memorandum. I'd like to send them a bill that we did it. But if we get reimbursed, it's secondary to solving our residents' issues. And I suggested that we have 6,000 homes and we're not going to have 6,000 issues. We rarely hear of these issues.
You just have to define what issues.
What is an issue?
Fall into that because next thing you know.
Everyone
says, oh, they're doing that road and they tore out my sprinklers. Well, that doesn't happen that often and now we're repairing
No, we're not repairing sprinklers.
I know, you're saying that now, but that guy's
but
mad that
a tree
you did
fell
that guy's
down,
project.
A tree fell
that.
Down and did
there,
whatever.
There definitely needs to be parameters.
There does.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we can work on a memorandum of understanding and all that jazz. In the meantime, Weckerly Road needs attention. Is it a county problem? Is it a city problem? Is it a fiber optics problem?
If you want me to send Doug out there, just say the word. We'll go out there and put some dirt in the hole.
That's what I would have done, but I also don't want to do something that we all haven't decided is okay to do.
It's been years and years ago. I don't remember Reed Road or one of those out there. They were doing a water tap for a new home. And they were trying to bore under the road. Their equipment got stuck under the road. So they dug out a section of the road. Never told us they were doing it. Our road. Got their water line
they
in.
They were smart.
Then just put dirt there. And I hounded them and hounded them and hounded them. And nothing, nothing, nothing. And it was the same thing. The dirt, as cars would drive through, it just created a rut. And we finally fixed it. And I sent a bill to the mayor of the city of Toledo, and they paid it. But that's what it took.
And if we talk to the city and say, hey, we're going to be giving you, mm-hmm. you know, the best rate possible sort of thing, you're a preferred vendor, we're a preferred vendor, whatever, mm-hmm. I'm sure they'll be okay. You know, we talk to Paul about it, Paul Searing, and see what hoops we can go through. But right now we have three immediate problems. We have a house that needs torn down, we have a sidewalk that isn't safe, and a fiber optics company that screwed up somebody's yard because they broke a wire. So,
what, did it just settle? Is that why there's a rut there, or what's...
They had to dig it out to go ahead and correct the where they broke the pipe at. But it was only to his house. Everybody else had water. So it had to be the line going into his house because the neighbors both had water.
Yeah. And this is in his yard?
Mm-hmm.
It's not in
the right-of-way?
I don't know if it's in the right-of-way or not. I didn't go.
That makes it a little bit different, too. Yeah.
It's on private property, I do believe.
Right.
I'll send
That's a different story.
Like that much difference.
Because if they would have hit the main line, everybody would not have had water. From what I understand from the neighbor next door, is that he was the only one that didn't have water, so it had to be the service line to his house.
I guess I just
makes sense.
You would think they tear it away. How much goes out? I mean, I don't know how it settles afterwards. How much of a wreck can there be? I mean, they didn't haul any dirt away.
It's big and bad. And I wrote the address down, and now I don't have it, so.
It's right next to Florey's house.
Can you look that up for me?
Dawn, is there anything in the ORC?
Oh, I put it on this phone. Never mind, I remember.
Prohibits us from doing anything on private property? Like that? I mean, that damage caused by... An active got township employees.
Yeah. I mean, there's statutes in place where you can work. Doesn't mm-hmm. say. I mean, there's nothing that says you may go on to.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a different. That's an important difference to figure out.
I mean, it seems every year, Harold, don't we have residents complaining on paving projects when they replace a section of curb? Oh, the grass is a different, they used ryegrass, and I have Kentucky bluegrass.
We have been through that, yes.
Even if I added up every one of those and every sprinkler head, we wouldn't have 50 complaints.
No, but I guess what I'm saying is it just... At what point, Doug goes out there and seeds and straws, and it's like, and it doesn't rain for a month, and it's like, hey, your seed never came in. I need you to come back out here.
He's just asking dirt.
But then I think we need to have a informal agreement, hold harmless clause. I mean, we just can't trespass and dump dirt out there.
What's the city of Toledo going to do? They're going to trespass and dump dirt out there. What's the county going to do if the city of Toledo proves it's the county's fault for marking it wrong? And
I'm not
again,
saying no,
I am not talking about this specific individual. I am talking about this specific individual and I want this problem solved, but I'm talking about the whole picture.
Of education, an item in the budget.
Of solving people's issues. When somebody calls and says, I think that barn is too close to the property line, we don't say that's being built. This barn that's being built is too close to the property line. We don't say, I'm not a surveyor, I can't help you. well, why do we have that code on our books? How did that get approved? Like,
well, you've heard me say it. And we've got to process through the BCA to approve that.
You've heard me say a million times, we have the resources that we can be Disney, Disney-like, right? We can solve people's problems. So when somebody who has a barn being built that was already approved, the neighbor says, hey, that barn is too close to my property line, we can take action.
What action would you take? Tear the barn down?
No, it's being built. It's being...
A TRO or a...
It's being built. We could come out with a tape measure and say, you're right, it's 10 feet, not 15 feet. But we say we're not stairs.
Should I survey before even...
Where do we come in protecting... We approved it through our BZA. Where do we come through in protecting it?
The survey should be done before the county issues a permit.
The survey should be submitted with the plans.
Yeah, and we approve it. Yes. But now it's being built. We don't help him. That's what I'm hearing you two say. We don't help him.
Well, no, if he's building it, you know, not specific to the county's plan, the county building permit.
Wait, it's ours. It's a township regulation. We say 15 feet.
I'm not disagreeing with you on the beautification part. Where I'm getting a little bit confused.
I changed subjects
on
you.
You did. The BZA.
I changed subjects on you. I started even getting bigger.
Yeah.
I want to solve problems.
Like, we're going to rebuild this guy and pay for his survey, and now it's only 10 feet. And
No, we're not doing any of that. I'm just saying, as a staff, when Brady needs an answer, he actually gets a call.
Well, then I have a question. I'm going to bring this up. I didn't know Harold answered Brady, and the last I knew, you were saying, if Harold, do I need to call Brady? And that was the last email I got.
Yeah, I had to text Harold and find out if he called him or not, because he didn't respond to that email. I texted him, and he said he left a message. I talked to Brady, then I called Dawn, because you had some cryptic message about how we should speak to the lawyer, and I called Dawn and said, do I need to speak to you? And I didn't. And so then I just called Brady and talked.
Well, yeah,
nobody forwarded to Dawn. You know, nobody forwarded that email to Dawn.
Government
thought,
liability and things like that.
Right, Dawn, remember I said, did you get this email? And you said no. And I said, this guy's saying he needs this and this and this, and we could be liable. All
we're
those emails.
About sidewalk now.
Yeah, we're jumping all over the place, Dawn. You got
to
stay with us, man.
I'm just saying he was not threatening, but saying legal action could be done.
Qualified immunity.
Yeah,
no.
Right.
If we don't
build a bike path and somebody could get killed, he, in his opinion, the township would be liable or could be liable.
It'd be just wrong.
Right.
That's the only reason.
Every car wreck you're in would be like, they provided this road improperly,
right.
You know, yeah. Like.
Boy, if that yellow line would have been a little brighter or a little wider, right? That's just.
You know, though, Toledo Edison got away with telling me when I first started that I had to approve their lighting plans, because if there was a rape or a murder or anything, I could then be sued, and I listened to them.
Government and big corporations lie all the time about what they can do.
I'm never approving another plan.
Anyways, I think it's something we should look in. No decision can be made like tonight. But it's something that, like you said, beautification thing, but there has to be parameters put into place that we're not all of a sudden spending $100,000, you know, to that point. Plus, Dawn would need...
Yeah, we could say projects up to $250, except I need to get this house torn down. So there has to be a...
Well, I got a question, and can the fire department practice on it?
Yeah, I mean, we've had that done in the past.
I don't know. I haven't been into the situation, but could they get...
No, because there's a mortgage on it. They're not going to, like, no.
Okay.
And I think there's EPA issues now, burning of the shingles or something like that.
So,
well, I'm just trying to get an answer.
I don't think we have an issue with the $250. I mean, we just follow our process. If at the end of the day you don't get reimbursed, you don't get reimbursed. Like, we're not a business that's only... We only declare a nuisance if we're going to get our money back.
Right.
Try to get our money back.
Right.
Yeah, that shouldn't be a...
That's what I'm saying,
Gavin. That's not a factor in your decision, is, it's over leveraged and we're not going to get paid back, so we're going to allow a nuisance. I mean, that's not a governmental decision. Like, you just, if the right thing to do is tear it down, you tear it down.
Talks to the county and says, are you responsible for this?
Actually, here, Eric mentioned a program through the land bank that, you know, the land bank could negotiate with the lien holders and at least get the demolition costs reimbursed, and then goes to auction, and then everybody settles. But, you know, the state has got tax lien, which is first been ahead of the mortgage, so the land bank can negotiate that.
Well, great, get Eric on it.
Yeah. Eric is, and he's waiting for responses, so we can probably move on with the house at this point until Eric gets confirmation back from land bank and everybody else.
Because I don't think we've had any properties in the township go to the land
bank. No, we haven't.
And Oliver Turner from Sylvania is the township representative on the county's land bank.
Oliver is who Eric called first,
Do you have enough guidance to take care of the Curly Road and the sidewalk? Because you got something brought up to us.
No.
Well, I guess
the private property issue is a big concern to me.
Maybe we can reach out to Zach Kay, or trying to think who the person is, the Ohio Township. See if there's any other townships that have some guidance to give us some parameters or something.
It's Michael Zaki.
Michael Zaki, yeah. They can give us a rough draft, or, hey, here's what another township is using. They can give you and Dawn guidelines to maybe come up with a policy and some parameters.
Before you decide it's private property, you might drive by the situation.
Sure.
And say it. Again, how does Toledo go on to it?
And what we can do statutorily.
Fix it.
You know, I
it's
know
their
right
job
away,
to
I mean,
fix
we got
it.
County, we got state, we got private property.
It's not a problem for Toledo to go fix the mess they made.
That's
property owner.
That's what's puzzling to me, because I wouldn't think. If it
doing
was
this as a goodwill gesture.
Private property, if it was his water line from the water main to his house on his property, that would have been his responsibility to repair.
Right, it was marked by oops, so it's not his water line down. No matter what Trudy has learned, it was marked by oops and it was hit because it was marked incorrectly. So might it have only nicked the very top of it? You know, I'm sure it's not in the middle of his yard. I think it's near the road, because there was a conversation about road people.
Well, get me the address.
I did. I texted it all to you.
Oh, okay.
His phone number.
Okay. We will look into it.
But I don't want to give up on the sidewalk that you brought up to us either.
No.
It's this exact issue.
And again, I know that isn't on private property. So
if Dawn doesn't want to talk to Paul Searing, I can get you Paul Searing's phone number, and you can talk to him and say, hey, what should we do?
Something else for you to do.
We can hire somebody. We can get an assistant township administrator in here any day. But until we want to do that, I'm going to give them as much work as needs done.
All right. So under old business, I'm just going to mention out there that we discussed the Elvin Road bypass. We just discussed connectivity. And the landscape stone at Stitt, that's in progress?
We have a cut sheet that specifies the stone, where to get it. We have instructions on who to work with at the county. We're good to go.
So we just got to order it and bill it? And we've got to clean it out first, all right?
And Doug plans to start on that tomorrow.
Okay.
So future information. I'm just going to bring it up.
Yeah, I want to talk about this.
When I called Jason, and I said, you know what, Jason? You guys, this existing roundabout, you guys have, you've had this roundabout. It wasn't a new roundabout. To me, a new roundabout, it's very easy to do. This was an old roundabout that you gave to conservative people. They did nothing. It's a mess. Now you want us to take over your mess, and you want us to pay for your mess, too. So I said, I just didn't think it was fair that the township would be putting out $4,500 or $5,000, taking a problem off of their plate that has been existing for 5 or 6 years. Now, if it was a new roundabout, I could understand, because we have more in line with, you know, mutual understandings, things that go into it to begin with. So I'm assuming that the county is saying they're going to pay for all the stuff.
Yes.
And that's
what
I told
That's you. What confused me, the emails back and forth. Like, so I think what I'm hearing is that she had a conversation and cleared up whatever might have been mistaken.
Right. I never told him at that meeting that we were going to pay $4,000.
I think you said something about stone.
That's what he told me.
Okay, but I'm just saying that was not the conversation.
And I think you just said I quit stone. I got a quote for stone, and it was $4,000. Because I wasn't surprised when I heard your email, when I read your email, I didn't hear it.
No, it was in his report. Your report sounded like that was the difference between the river rock and the dump rock.
Yes, that was.
And okay. We were going to pay the $4,500.
The township would be responsible for that.
But now we're not.
No, we're not.
Okay.
Because no, I told Jason that they need to discuss it again because we're taking a problem off their hands and it's a mess and it's going to take our guys 3 weeks.
I know, to clean it up and take care of it. The thing is it's much like unification, right? The neighborhood problem. Right. It's very similar. And we discussed it out there even. We have 12 of them or something, or we're going to have 12 of them. How do we manage all this? And I just don't think there's any other way than to manage them. Because we can't live like that any longer.
Right. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so now we have to put that on our and we have to figure out how we're going to have the employees to do it and the time to do it and all that jazz. And then you drive by the one at, I don't know if anybody does, Chuck does, Salisbury and Holloway, and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And you're like, this is what you want your township to look like.
Well, not so much anymore. All the petals.
All the petals.
No, I still thought it was nice.
Somebody drove through it over the weekend, so there's stones everywhere.
Oh. Really?
I did contact the county and said, okay, now the petals have fallen off tulips.
Do you have to go roll up the leaves
and
put rubber?
What's the next step? And they said, you got to wait until those leaves and stems dry up, then you got to go out and cut them all off. Mm-hmm.
But
1,200 of them.
But they have daylilies in there. They have something else in there.
Yeah, there is.
You can roll them up and put rubber bands on them.
You can.
And the just want to get back to the agenda here on the
we are busy gardening.
Jet appointment.
So everyone should have
Dustin Summer has trying on air. Is there another recommendation that the board has for the business representative?
He said, you know, it's going to take you a couple days.
I didn't see that. I didn't click Harold's report. And you also said you had some news about the Edison.
Uh-huh. Do you want to hear about that now?
Sure.
Or okay. Yeah. So I talked to Victor Coleman at Edison. And he was quite surprised to learn that the Stony Creek lights were not installed. The person he had been dealing with said he would care of it, and he did some follow-up emails saying, let me know if you need any help. He found out last week that the guy's been on leave for a few months.
So his emails don't say that when he's emailing them?
No. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and the way this works, the order for the district has to go to a designer and then be billed to the right account in order for the field team to then go out and work. So the money's been received and paid in, but it went to the wrong account. So we have a new designer who's actually on the job. Reallocating the applying the money to the correct account with the remittance department, and then the field team is to get going on the job. So he was supposed to get back to me today. He has not yet, but it's only 5:25. But anyway, he was apologetic and surprised. So That's my update. I think if it's better than where we were.
It sounds like it's
Monday,
better. And but I'm just thinking about other light issues, right? Should we have a running tally of light issues that we put in front of Victor?
Quarterly. I have some billing issues that I'll get an update from Leslie, but she's been trying to call him and he has not been calling back.
I will be following up with this.
I hope I get billed for stubs at Stony Creek.
It'll
be very hard for someone else to explain how bad they screwed up their billing and where they applied some payments. And I have it all spelled out. I just have to get to the right person and say, here's how you took this payment and you put it to this payment. That's not how they're supposed to go. And I mean, we've notified Victor. He knows it all. He got all my information and he's done nothing about it. So I just need to, but I don't know who to talk to.
The remittance department. See what I can do.
Like one of those things. You need one person to be like, oh, I understand what you're saying. Yep, this is wrong, and I will.
Yeah, you go two person, right? Yeah.
So.
All right, and I saw. So. David Cole. I saw your memo about Jeff Michael. Last time I ran into Brian Dickens said that Jeff is
chill.
Yeah.
Haven't had any.
But I don't know who's David Cole. Who's he with?
He had a bunch of salsa or something. Like there was a resume. The fresh salsa something.
Yes. Then he's moving his business out into the area, the district, and
Willie's
he will
salsa.
Be out there.
Okay.
Yeah, Willie's salsa.
All right.
And you want that done tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Those are under new business. All right.
Do we need to add it?
That's in Harold's packet, and then also just wanted to have an executive session. Or a personnel issue as well. So.
Blaine had it somewhere.
Potential.
So then, it is.
Okay. All right. Any other agenda? We've got no correspondence. Budget stuff. I'm going back under Eric's report. Do we want to the 28 property? Do we want to pursue the nuisance, or do we want to have Eric work with the land bank and see what we can?
Do we have to discuss that out there? On the agenda.
But that'll be under Eric's report. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
To me, it would make sense to see what the land bank comes up with, because it sounded to me like they
can negotiate.
That they can do, yeah.
You know, I don't know what the title company told me. The lien is from the sales tax. I'm sure the bigger portion of that is penalties, interest, and a lot of times they'll, hey, what's the principal? And
they said they could make most of that go away.
Yeah. All right.
Sergeant is here.
We'll see you back here in 19 minutes, Dawn.
I'll be here. Ready.
Yeah, I did that last week. So without Harold and without Barbara, I told him.